to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. I don't have to tell you that this world isn't always a pleasant place in which to live. There are sights and sounds that are anything but peaceful. They're the opposite. They're stressful. Just ask Josh, the boy in our story today. But thankfully, he has found a way to escape that stress for a little while from time to time. Here's his story. Oh my, what a horrible mess. That's what my dad always says after watching the news on television each evening. Sometimes I overhear people being mean to each other on the shows. Countries going to war with each other, shouting voices, hitting fists, shooting guns. It makes me afraid. Why are they doing that? I asked my dad recently. Why are all those people so angry? They don't have the love of Jesus in their hearts, Dad said. They haven't learned to live in peace like Jesus tells them to. They're selfish and filled with pride. They think they're right and everyone else is wrong. I understand, sort of. Some kids at school get mad at me if I don't agree with them or want to do something different from what they want to do. They shout, they call me names, they tell me to go away and play somewhere else. It makes me sad and a little afraid, too. That's why I love my pond. It's behind our house, and I enjoy going out to the dock and sailing my tugboat. I pretend that I'm the captain, and I'm sailing over ocean waves and exploring new lands. My pond is a peaceful, happy place. No one is angry there. No one is shouting. No one is shooting guns or hitting anyone. I call it my peaceful pond. But it certainly isn't a quiet place. While I'm sitting there enjoying my peaceful pond, some ducks usually paddle by. Birds sing happily in the trees. Unseen bugs buzz nearby. A hawk may fly overhead. And sometimes my dog comes to keep me company. Of course, there's always the wind blowing through the trees, and the soft whisper of tiny waves washing on grassy shores. But even those sounds are peaceful to my ears. They're a lot better than what I hear on the news, that's for sure. I think my peaceful pond is a healing place, too. After I've sat there for a while, I feel less afraid and more hopeful. I feel that God will take care of me even in this angry, shouting world. My pond reminds me of Jesus. He says peaceful things in the Bible. So if you don't happen to have a pond nearby, read about Jesus in your Bible. Listen to his words instead of the news. Find your own peaceful, healing pond where Jesus can make you happy again. Oh, I think everyone needs a place like that, Josh. And here's one of those Bible texts that demonstrates what Josh just said. Jesus told his followers, "I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world does. So don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid." John 14:27. Sounds like Jesus wants to create a healing pond in every heart.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!